So I'd like to read something Venerable Geshe-la taught. Which I think is very relevant to, well, it always is, but in particular now with the pandemic. Okay, this is about attachment. He says, we say always, samsara's pleasures are deceptive. It says that here, you know, in the prayers. But in reality, we don't believe it because we very much enjoy samsara's pleasures. Our main desire is samsara's pleasures. We always say, samsara's pleasures are deceptive, give no contentment. But in reality, we don't believe it. If we have some physical problem inside, some sickness, and we ask the doctor, and the doctor says, you have a heavy disease, such as cancer or coronavirus, we immediately believe this. We worry continually, how can I cure this disease? We don't trust Buddha's speech, what Buddha said. Delusions are poison. Buddha said, anger is poison. We never believe this. If we really believed it, this poison is inside us. How could we bear it? If the doctor says, oh, you are sick because you have eaten poisonous food, or because you have a virus. For example, immediately we'd believe it and think, how can I remove this? How can I cure this? We would seek a qualified doctor or technical method every day. Buddha said that anger is poison, self-cherishing is poison, attachment is poison. But we really don't believe this. If we really did believe it, how could we be happy? Because this poison is inside us, always with us. Definitely, we would put great effort into removing this. So now we need to change. You should believe this. I can guarantee that this kind of speech or advice will never deceive you. I can sign. If you practice purely, Dharma will solve your daily problems and make your human life meaningful and happy. I will guarantee this. If it doesn't work, you can sue me. He said. And then he said, anyway, sorry. This is so powerful, isn't it? I was just thinking, you know, like everybody has fear of coronavirus. Everybody's taking precautions to protect themselves from it. If we were diagnosed with it, it would be our main focus, how to get over it. But actually, coronavirus, the worst it can do is just destroy this one life. But this, the worst disease of our delusions destroys life after life and throws us into the extreme sufferings of the lower realms. So how can we bear this? If we really understood how horrible is this poison of attachment and other delusions, how horrible is this inner disease, okay, then we would develop a powerful wisdom fear, and we'd be highly motivated every day to remove them from our mind, to protect ourselves from them, to find release from these fears and dangers of delusions.